You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, where we praise, honor, and glorify our Lord and Savior with the soulful witness of Christ. Today, I've got some of the best gospel music in the nation and a word from the Lord from Evangelist Pat Montgomery. Good morning, Evangelist.
Well, praise the Lord, Minister Mill.
Waking up another heavy heart and burdens I can't bear. Does anybody care? Seeing more of what I'm missing, less of what I have to share. Miles away from what I need, and yet so close when I'm in prayer. That's when I close my eyes, take some time and realize that He was always there. Truth is, He never left. That is what the Spirit says, and I believe it so. I never had to be so much is on my mind. Lonely heart, don't desert the one you know will love you best. Open up so He can breathe again and put the storm to rest. That's when I close my eyes, take some time.
This music from CC Winans, Never Have to Be Alone, on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. It goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to You, oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to You. My hallelujah belongs to You, oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Now say, all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory. Together one time, my hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
The number one song in the country.
You deserve it.
J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, you deserve it. Now here's Tamala Mann on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? Things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
Tamala Mann on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. Those are three tracks off the top of the Billboard charts. So J.J. Harrison, Tamala Mann, and Cece Winans, you know, she just came into the top 20. And that's a brand new CD that hasn't been out too long, just a few weeks. And you heard it right here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. We've got much more music coming up for you and a word from the Lord from Evangelist Pat Montgomery. But before we go another minute further, let me say my condolences go out to the Broaddus family for the passing of Bishop Michael Broaddus. As some of you may know, he did pass away last Sunday, February 26. We're not sure of why or, you know, what really happened. We just know that he has gone on to heaven to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and praise his wonderful name, Evangelist.
Amen. We just trust God with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. One thing we do know is that God never makes a mistake.
Never makes a mistake.
Amen. Glory to God.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to send your condolences, you can send them to Grace Temple for Bishop Michael Broadus. The address is 7017 South Gramercy Place in Los Angeles, 90047. And I pray that God will bless the Broadus family and bring them some joy as they go through these days. There's been a lot of turmoil in the household, but God can cover all things and bring joy to everyone if they'll just put their faith in Him.
Amen.
We continue with much more music right here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. We've got Evangelist Pat Montgomery. She'll be coming up with a word from the Lord in just a few minutes. It'll be about 15 minutes. Here's Vashon Mitchell.
Got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured
me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
We all sing it together. Come on.
My brokenness.
I've got true love.
I've got true love
instead of pain. Anybody free tonight?
There's freedom though you captured me.
Yeah.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
And you give me joy
down deep in my soul.
Down deep.
Down deep in my soul.
So free, caught in your love for me.
You're listening to Gospel for the Glory of Jesus with your brother Mel and evangelist Pat Montgomery. And you're listening to some of the best gospel music in the nation right off the top of the gospel charts. Seniors, AV Seniors Network presents Prepares Seniors, Disaster Preparedness Education for Individuals. The American Red Cross will be there to make sure you are as prepared as you can possibly be for potential disasters and other emergencies. These events can strike suddenly at any time, anywhere. They will be there to talk about three actions everyone can take that can help make a difference. March 14, 2017, from 2 to 2:30 p.m. The event will be at the Legacy Commons in Palmdale, California. The address is 930 East Avenue Q9. So make sure you are there. It is time to get prepared, seniors. All you have to do is learn how to make a kit, make a plan, and be informed, and the American Red Cross will tell you just how to do that. March 14th, time 2 to 2:30 p.m. at Legacy Commons, 930 East Avenue, Q9. The AV Seniors Network would love to see you there. Let's continue with much more great gospel music. And don't forget, we've got evangelist Pat Montgomery coming up with a word from the Lord. Here's the latest from Ted Wynn and Miranda Fournay.
Taught me how to love myself, recognize my value, my internal wealth. Now I see my potential the way you do, and I am grateful to you. You've been my sunshine in the midst of rain. You taught me to smile in the face of pain. You've been the only consistent when everything else changed, and I am grateful to you. I am grateful for the price you paid. I am grateful that you always stayed. I am grateful for the things you do. I am grateful to you. Thank you for provision and every way. Protecting me from price you paid. Yeah,
I am grateful
that you always take.
I am grateful
for the things you do.
I'm grateful to you.
Here's brand new music by Charles Butler.
It was the blood that redeemed me. It was the blood that kept me from harm. When the enemy came to take my life, it was, oh, yeah, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Your blood, Jesus.
Josh Copeland.
Charles Butler and Trinity from their latest CD entitled The Blood here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. That was brought to you by Joe's Professional Tax Service. Have you done your taxes yet, business or personal? You know, the time is getting short. All you have to do is give Joe a call. He'll get your taxes done the old-fashioned way. Just give him a call at 661-267-0114. You can also go on the website to check him out and see what he can do. www.joestaxservice.net. www.joestaxservice.net. I want to thank Joe's Professional Tax Service for supporting the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. It is now time for a word from the Lord, my brothers and sisters. You know, God's word will bring you victory each and every day of your life. The Bible says in Matthew 13:23, that he that receives the word and understands it will bear fruit in his life, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. So each and every Sunday, I want to give you the opportunity to receive and to understand God's word so that you may bear God's fruit in your life. And I want to do that by bringing you one of God's anointed teachers, preachers, ministers, or evangelists. And today we are blessed. We've got Evangelist Pat Montgomery with a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my friends. And thank you, Minister Mill, for once again having us come and minister the word of the Lord. Right now, I just want to ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, send your word, Lord. Send your word. Use this vessel to send your word with power and conviction. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there is a word from the Lord, my friends. And that word is a very powerful word. And we're going to speak today about the power of love, agape love. Hallelujah. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Hallelujah. I thank God for the blood. As I was listening to that song a moment ago, it's just hard to fathom in the natural mind what Christ did for us on the cross. And we remember that as we approach Resurrection Sunday, that is often referred to as Easter, the power that's in the blood of Jesus and the love of God and what they did for us and continue to do daily in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, let us explore the scriptures as we see more about the power of love and what God says about his love. Yes, we look for love, some of us, in all the wrong places. True love is a love affair with Jesus, and his Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truths. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, "Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Hallelujah. Once you decide to love the Lord, he will be merciful to you and give you a measure of love that you will be able to share with everyone. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people in the world that make it difficult for you to love them, but you can love them sometimes at a distance, and you can pray for that person that God's love and grace will also abound in their hearts. Praise God. When you decide to accept Christ, he will give you agape love, that is to say, unconditional love. His love for us is not dependent upon what we do, but rather what he has already done for us on Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. He died for our sins and rose again, that he who believes in him will have eternal life. He died on the cross once and for all for our sins. He only desires that we accept him, and he will come in and clean us up in those areas where we are weak. Praise the Lord. He gives us unconditional love and forgiveness. We have a tendency to want to love only those who love us, but Christ says, "Where is your reward?" Even heathens do that, amen? But he wants us to show love even to the hard-hearted persons and lost sinners. Perhaps they may be saved by your conduct. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord says, "Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you." That's love. Matthew 5:44. The Bible teaches in Romans 13:8 that he who loveth all mankind has fulfilled the law. The Bible teaches in 1 John 3:11 that this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Sometimes we enter into relationships And the only element we're concerned about keeping the relationship alive is love itself. That should not be. We need to know and understand that the power of love, true love, come with certain liabilities and elements as well. Hallelujah. First of all, let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Now, this chapter in this book of the Bible, 1 Corinthians, is often referred to as the love chapter. Let's examine together what true love is and what love is not. Well, we see starting with 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, that love is kind and patient, never jealous, boastful, rude, or proud. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. And verse 13 says, "For now there are three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." And that word is sometimes paraphrased as charity, the word love. God gives us this type of love, so we should be willing to love one another the same way. This is true love. The word teaches in 1 John 4:8 that God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others has never known God. No one has ever seen God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is truly in our hearts. Praise God. God has given us his spirit. That is how we know that we are one with him, just as he is one with us. God sent his son to be Savior.